You are listening to Absent Minded, brought to you by HabsEyesOnThePrize.com.
The last of the major pro sports leagues is off and rolling, and college basketball is ready to go as well. BetOnline remains your top spot for all your live betting action and contests. NFL, college football, UFC, NHL are also all in full swing. BetOnline is your number one source for wagering news, odds, trends, and predictions. All the hoops betting action, along with every sport available at your fingertips with both desktop and mobile access at any time. So head on to BetOnline today, and remember to use our promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Prospect Minded. This time we take a look at Adam Engstrom's season in Rögle, a team that has struggled really at the start of the season. Not what anyone of the experts in Sweden, including myself, if I count myself as an expert, which I shouldn't be doing, thought. They have a stacked lineup, gone really big in on the offense, trying to get big signings and getting ready for a playoff push, really, building on that performance from last year where they went into one of the last teams in the playoffs and challenged into the semifinals against a really good, strong Skellefteå team. The interesting thing here is really how everything has come apart. Brendan Davidson came in to be sort of a stabilizing factor on the defense. Didn't really work out. Michael Kaplow went home to be with his wife for the birth of his child. Fantastic reason. But it has set them back in regards to start the defensive side and set the defensive side down properly, along with some different injuries to the team as well. This has led to Adam Engstrom having to take on a really big defensive acumen and role on the team, something that I don't think was planned. I think it was up for debate, or they wanted to build Adam up slowly. They have tossed him into the hot fire and see what he can come up with at the end of it. On top of this, Rögle has had a terrible season, PDO-wise, puck luck. They can't even hit a barn from the inside, it looks like, right now. So goals are coming few and far between. It's something that obviously reflects on Engstrom's point totals as well. Adam is getting to the, in offense as well, Adam is getting to the situations. He puts passes, but that last little second of insecurity, I think, Adam doesn't think so, but insecurity, will this go well or not, adds to it. His plus minus is terrible. Mostly because he's been on the ice for those end-of-the-game situations where goals do come in when you try to push for an equalizer. The important thing, though, for Montreal Canadiens fans is really what Adam Engstrom says himself. Unfortunately, I can't include this interview since it was done in Swedish, but he reflects on the start of the season as something positive. He is taking bigger responsibility on the defensive side of the ice. He's playing better, with better gap control. He knows when to challenge along the boards. He uses a bigger physique. He's up to 88 kilos, and he wants to keep it there and build slowly, starting from the core muscles and build out so he can keep upright. And then also use that in front of the net, something he already does. But it's also, he is a little bit better defensively reading the game. All positive things in this regard. And as much as you want, and I want, and a lot of people in Ängelholm want Rögle to do well, if we look at Adam Engstrom's performance this year, it is positive. It is in a development aspect. He is getting better at the things we asked for during the off-season when we watched him last year. It's unfortunately that the offense hasn't really been able to follow the same path. But on the other hand, as I said, and as is written in the article, I think Rögle has a PDO of 96, Adam has one of 93, and average should be around 100. So if you keep doing this, pucks bounces should be starting to getting there. And Adam also mentions in a separate interview that he is getting to those areas. He is putting pucks on the net. It's just not happening right now. He's not worried. He thinks it will even out over the long year. And Rögle is having a good economy, good balanced books, so they can bring in a good player, much like they did this time with David Reinbacher's old teammate, Lukas Ekestål Jonsson. Also an offensive-minded defender, though, it would be challenging for Engström to keep playing heavy minutes. I expect him to be playing around 20, 22 minutes a game anyways. He is that important for Rögle. He is the player that skates up the ice on the power play, on the on 5-on-5, in order for it to generate zone entries and scoring chances from that. Adam Engström is also getting a lot of time on the box play or power penalty kill. It's good for his defensive reads. It's good for him to be able to learn how to play that. If you watch one of the Rögle's game, you see them push really, really hard, often with three players, towards the puck carrier on the along the boards and trying to force a turnover, something that was evident worked in Thursday's game, where Adam Engström set up a goal while on the penalty kill. We will also get a chance to listen to what Adam Engström's defensive coach, Max Bolin, a guest from the top 25, under 25 as well, has to say about the start of the season for Adam Engström. We'll be right back after these messages. So please, remember to lower the volume, because I'm not sure what kind of setting we have on the pre-recorded commercials here. As mentioned, I got the chance, an opportunity to talk to Max Bolin about the start of Adam Engström's season. You will hear the interview right now.
Max Bolin, good to see you again. Still with a smile on, even with this season, how it's going so far.
Yeah, always a smile. You know, it's hockey. So you just keep on getting better every day and focus on the next game.
Why choose the easy job, say?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we chose hockey for a reason, right?
We're here, obviously, to talk about Adam Engström. Yeah. I've seen some really huge improvements in his defense. It's not visible in his plus-minus. We're going to get to that later. But what can you tell us as a defensive coach for Rögle? Where have you seen him as improvement, and is this what you expected?
This is kind of what I expected. I see some improvements in his awareness, for sure. I think that he has parts in the games where he's executing on a really, really high level in terms of the one-on-one situations along the boards, taking ice, you know, gapping up, for example. The thing that we need to work on is being doing that more, like be more consequent in those actions, because he's lacking sometimes there.
Yeah. You mentioned consistency, obviously. Consistency. But you know, as you say, I've seen his reads are really strong most of the time. It doesn't help when you have another defender or an offensive-minded player that is supposed to cover and doesn't. But he's also looking stronger in front of the net.
100%, yeah. He's stronger, he's faster, he's better, way better than last year on the defensive part of the game, for sure. Yeah.
And what can you expect from going forward throughout the season? What should we look for? More improvement, or is it the consistency we should look for?
You know, I think consistency is a big key. I mean, obviously, with the puck, I think he's one of the biggest drivers in demands in the whole SHL. Mm. Looking at some interesting stats in creating scoring chances and etc. We're not worried of his game with the puck. We all can see that. He's on a really high level. It's about being consistent without the puck. And we're getting there, but still, like, as far as like gapping up and the D-zone battles.
He's playing on the box play. Mm-hmm. That helps out, obviously. Mm-hmm. You overload quite heavily on the box play as well.
Yeah. Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
So he's a big part of our aggressive penalty kill. So same thing there. Mm-hmm. He does a good job. But he and we also feel that he can do even more.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Should we be worried about his offensive output. You mentioned he's puck driving some of the best numbers that you obviously have available in the SHL, but also he gets to the scoring chances, but he doesn't put them in the net, and he's puck luck or PDO, as we mentioned in, before we started talking, that is way down from what you should expect, or XG if you look at it from that point of view.
Yeah, I mean, like we saw that even last year, he creates a lot. He needs to execute even more, I think. It comes with experience too, I think. We should definitely not be worried. He's working on that every day, so let's have some patience in the process with him too.
Yeah. And one of the stats that for people that read Elite's prospects or other sites is the plus-minus. Mm-hmm. You had a couple of big losses, but most of Adam's scores against has come, or the minus scores has come when it's 5-on-5 with some, but some is also with, you know, you're pulling the goalie for an extra attacker.
Yeah, I mean, we as a team right now, we work a lot on our defensive game. We have seen an improvement in the last couple of games here, and Adam has been a part of that. So those numbers are not great. We all can see that, but let's also be positive with his
Understand why they happen.
Yeah, for sure. So that's kind of a big reason for that. We have let in too many goals as a team too, and he's playing a big role in our team too. So
equally important, of course. Big news out of Rögle yesterday. You signed Ekestol Jonsson, who's coming from, you know, David Reinbacher, to Adam Engström. So from Switzerland with love. Offensive-minded defender, obviously getting a big role with Rögle. You have a couple of other offensive-minded defenders, and you're looking to add another along with Adam. What should Montreal Canadiens fans look at in this case? Will Adam's role diminish a little bit, getting more on the second unit, or what do you think in general? I know you can't say anything exactly right now.
I think in general, as with all elite teams, when there's adding in the rosters, it's a challenge, and more challenging for ice time for sure. So that's an obvious case in this. We have 7 D's dressed, now we're 8. So Adam has all the chances he can to prove that he should be in his role. He's going to get the opportunity to show that. And it's up to the players too. But definitely, you have right. It's going to be a competition for ice time.
In one way, with all these, you have Kapla, you have Gregoire, you have Ekestol, you have Adam, and I'm forgetting someone, Viljanen, deep offensive-minded defenders. In some times during the season, it's almost like Adam has been the best defensive defenseman out of those five.
I can't really compare. I don't really want to compare with other D. But let's just talk about Adam. And
Say you have an offensive defense score.
I have an offensive defense score. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much, Max. It's always a pleasure hearing from you.
Always a pleasure.
Some good insights from Max Bolin here. We'll hear more from Max over the season for obvious reasons. As you hear, we have a good working relationship. A very interesting guy to keep an eye on. As I mentioned on Game Over the other day, Max was with Detroit Red Wings last summer. He was with Montreal Canadiens this summer. I'm sure someone will pick him for the training camp next summer as well. What he points out is that he has a trust in Adam Engström, and he can see the development that I spoke about before we heard the interview. He's getting better in the defensive zone, and this is something we really should take to heart in order to make the NHL. You cannot just be that flashy, forward-thinking defender. You need to be able to clear out in front of the net, work the boards. And I think that is very encouraging what he says. It's very interesting that I can't reveal really what kind of stats that Rögle themselves has, but that Adam Engström is one of the better drive playmaking players in SHL. Speaking again to the trust that Rögle has, a lot of the offense goes through Adam Engström. It will continue to do so, even if he is on the second power play unit, and if he will be moved maybe to the second line or second pairing for Rögle. I have no doubt that Rögle will change this season around. They might not be a top six team by the end of it, which we all thought they would be. But on the other hand, I'm quite sure they will be able to go into the playoffs and maybe challenge once more, going the long way through the play-ins. Adam Engström will be a huge part of that. I'm more worried for a player like Viljanen or even Gregoire that has come from Liga and hasn't really adjusted to the structure in SHL, and that speaks a little bit of what we have spoken about before on the podcast, that Liga might not be that top tier European hockey league anymore. Players will struggle when they go to National League in Switzerland or SHL in Sweden. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this podcast, and we'll be back to absent-minded, the normal settings, and of course bottom 6 minutes with Matt Drake shortly.
This episode is brought to you by Bet Online.